Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Now, if I in Aleph and Beis, the Mishnah talks about the big nekuna. The Mishnah says that a kain hedyon has four begadim, a ksainis, mechlesayim, it's nefes, and avnet, and the kain gadol has an extra four begadim, chayshin, eifay, mil, and sitz. So, Pashas, it sounds like, and the gabi, the first four begadim, the ksainis, the mitznefes, the mechsayim, the mitznefes, the avnet, the kain gadol and kain hedyon are exactly the same begadim. Now we know there's a machlokes earlier, we had it in the first perek, if the avnet of the kain gadol and the avnet of the kain hedyon were the same. The avnet of the kain gadol is mefurish in the pasuk, it was made out of sheish and tcheles, a gomen tlashani, like it says here. It was made of those four things, it was made out of kalayim. The avnet of the kain hedyon is a shailam, it's not clear in the psukim if it was linen, like the other begadim, or was it the same as the avnet of the kain gadol. The Gemara there discusses the psukim. So we could say that this Mishnah goes like the Tana that holds it was the same. But Lamaisa, there are shittas that there were differences in the begadim. Lamashal, the Ksainis had a din, it had to be Mishbetzais. Ksainis Tashbetz, it says. Vishibatsta Ksainis Sheis. What's Mishbetzais? Rashi and Chumash explains that the weaving is made with a design of boxes. A design of boxes, of squares, that's what Mishbetzais are. Rambam also says it. So the Ibn Ezra says that only Aaron HaKohen had Mishbetzais. It says, V'shibatzta Ksein HaSheish V'Aaron HaKohen. It says by the Megadim that the Ksein HaTashbetz was for Aaron. And that's why it says by Aaron that you make the, it says by the Halbash, it's made that you, the Halbash says HaKaseinus, with the Hei Aibiyah. That means the one that's Mishbetzais. By the sons, it just says, the Mishim Kosnais, Ksainais, doesn't say with the idea. Regular Ksainais without the Shivatsta. That's what it says. That's Ibn Ezra Shita. The Ramban, in Pashas Pekudei, when the Pasuk says, Vayasu is the Kosnais, Sheish, Masa, Erig, La'erna, Lubanav, he says that Pasuk's Mash was exactly the same. See, I have to say that even though it only says Mishvitzais by the Kayin Gadol, but when it says Ublei Aaron Tasa Kasanais, it means the same Kasanais as by Aaron, the same be made for Aaron, the same be made for the Ublei Aaron. The Rambam also says that Mefurish a Kasanais Bein Shel Kain Hedyon Bein Shel Kain Gadol Mishabbat Sisaisa. That's what he says. So that's the guy with Kasanais. Ibn Ezra says that they were different, but the Rambam and the Ramban say they're the same. Now the Avnet is a Shiloh. That because the Rambam says, but Avnei the Kain Hedyon was Rokum Mitzemer, and but Avnei Kain Gadol is two Gersayis. One Gers says that Avnei Kain Gadol Maaser Reikim, the Inad Daim of Maaser of Avnei Kain Hedyon. That was the early Gers in the Rambam. The Avnei Kain Gadol is Maaser Reikim, the Inad Daim of Maaser of the Maaser Avnei Kain Hedyon. So Mishnah Melech understood from there that the Avnei of the Kain Hedyon was not Maaser Reikim. He was bothered. Why by the Kaseinus did the Rambam assume that they're both were the same, and they're both are Mishmetzais, even though it only says Mishmetzais by the Kayin Gadol. And by Maaser Reikim, since it says Maaser Reikim by the Kayin Gadol, not by the Kayin Hedyot, so the Kayin Gadol is Maaser Reikim, Kayin Hedyot is not. He tries to miyash of it. But there is a girsa the other way, that Avnet Shel Kayin Hedyot, Avnet Shel Kayin Gadol, Maaser Reikim, V'daimim, who daimim, Maaser of Avnet Kayin Hedyot. If you that Kirsten, forget, they're both of Maaser Reikim. They're in Banal Atayr, is also Mefurish, they're both Maaser Reikim. The Sefer Achinuch, though, writes, interesting, he writes that the Avnet of the Kayin Hedyon was Maaser Reikim, but was a different Rekima than the Rekima of the Kayin Gadol. I think he was Gairus in the Rambam that Vloy Haya Maaser Reikim, ain't a dime of Maaser of Avnet Kayin Hedyon. But the Maaser he held that it was also Rakim. Rambam also says it was Rakim Mitzemeh. So they were both Reikim, but they were somewhat different. Shalos both the Makari to Rambam is they were different, I'm not sure. Now about the Mitznefes, there were three Shitas Nushenu, because the Pasuk calls the Kayin Gadol a Mitznefes, and the Kayin Hedyon a Megmas. So we have it at Taisus Yishanim, which also is a Taisus earlier in Daf Yudbeis and Daf Kafei, the Gilyon HaShas and Daf Yudbeis, because all the different places in Shas we has that Taisus. But the Taisus says, from the Riva, that the reason why this is a mitznefes, that's a mikbas, is because it was much narrower. Because the Taisa says that the tzitz was also on the head. The shal also was the tzitz on the forehead, or was the tzitz on the makam at tefillin, on the above the hairline. Taisa also was above the hairline, so the mitznefes had to be narrow in order to fit the tzitz. Mashenkin the Mikvas was much wider. That's what Taisus holds. The Rambam and the Ramban both say that they were exactly the same. It was like a long scarf that was 16 amas long. But they would put it on differently. But the Rambam sounds to me like he's saying that the Kohen Gadol wrapped it around the head, and the Kohen Hedid wrapped it above the head, that it should look like a hat. And in the Ramban, it sounds to me, fakir, that the Kohen Gadol wrapped it above the head, that it should look like a hat, like a mitznefes, and the Kohen Hedid was chayvish mikvayis, v'chavashto lahem mikvayis, that's like a person who has a headache that needs to have something wrapped around his head. But either way, it was the same thing, it was the same material. The question is the difference in how you wrap it. The Ravid says clearly that it was different. That forget that the Kohen Gadol was taka a big long scarf that was wrapped around the head, and the Mikvayis, the Kohen Hedid, was a hat. Like our hats, like a cone-shaped hat. So that's the three shittas. That the Rambam and the Ramban hold there was both a long strip, same size. It only shows how you wrapped it. Did you wrap it around the head or you wrapped it above the head? The Taisa says that the Mistefis was narrower than the Mikvayis because you needed room for the tzitz. And the Ravid says it was different. The Mistefis was wrapped around and the Mikvayis was like a hat, like a cone-shaped hat.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.